If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. You get the job applications at NEBCOinc.com. NEBCOinc.com. Looked up just to confirm the quote that we talked about from Butch Jones. This is from late November 2016. He was the head coach at Tennessee. Beat Nebraska 38-24 in the Music City Bowl that year.
Not a bad Tennessee team.
He was asked about his senior players at a press conference, and he said they've won the biggest championship, that is the championship of life. Said that out loud. Everything that's followed him since the last 9 years has been about that quote, essentially. Butch Jones.
9 years.
He's still coaching. Oh, Arkansas State, not doing well, but... championship.
What's their record again?
19-31.
19-31.
At Arkansas State.
Yep.
He had a little rough time at Tennessee, obviously got fired, right?
Yes, he did.
He didn't take the Arkansas State job without getting fired at Tennessee. Hey. That team that he played that beat Nebraska was pretty good though, right?
Alvin Kamara, Josh Dobbs, they had Juwan Jennings also still in the NFL with the Niners receiver.
Derek Barnett was
a first round draft pick. Yeah. Pass rusher.
That was something to watch, by the way.
He had a heyday that one.
Ooh, he was in the backfield. Yeah, it was three sacks only told part of the story. He was in the backfield every play. Yeah, it was amazing to watch. And Nick Gates wouldn't mind me saying this because he talked about it publicly, Bill. It took him 2 months to recover. Yeah. It did. He said it messed my mind up for 2 months. Now, Gates rebounded. He's still in the NFL.
Playing center now.
Yeah. Gates was a great dude, too. I think he could have been a college pitcher. It always mesmerized me because he said he could throw it 95. I was like, whoa. Gates.
If you can play that long in the league, that's impressive.
He's a dude. That's but Barnett impressive. Just destroyed him. Like, well, it was hard to watch.
You got to have a plan. Then they could maybe chip him with a running back.
I don't know.
There's some things with protection you can do, and you have if you're going against someone you're struggling with.
It was start to finish a problem.
Just keep telling him to play harder. Like, hey, how about a different plan?
I can't remember what they're trying to do, but it wasn't working at all. He was good. Barnett turned out
first round draft pick.
Yeah. And he turned out well for the Eagles.
Yes.
Now he's moved on, I think.
I think he's retired. I don't think he's in the league. It's been nine years.
That game is a long time.
That was nine years ago. It's a long time to be in the league. It's
a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, Alvin Kamara's still in the league with the Saints, but he's getting up there. Saw this yesterday from CBS Sports.
Yes.
Our offseason friends.
They are friends.
So we mentioned, again, Nebraska, Michigan, you know, it could define Nebraska's season. That was from the other day. But
this was kind of interesting, actually.
It was a category
expand.
Of five Big Ten games that could possibly shape the college football playoff race before October begins. Now, there's five games here that CBS Sports, Tom Fornelli wrote here. And the number five is Indiana, Illinois. That could shape the playoff race from the Big Ten.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
2 years ago, you'd say what? Now you say yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of Indiana, it shows you things can change fast. I got a question for you guys, though. This is not the kind of thing that keeps me up at night. But, you know, you keep hearing this, who's going to be the next Indiana. Why do people keep saying that about Illinois?
Just number of returners.
They're not coming out of nowhere, though. That's what I'm saying. They're not.
Indiana. Yeah.
Who's a team coming out of nowhere?
Just logo out of nowhere.
I guess.
Yeah. But no, as a team, no. They win 9 or 10.
They won 10.
They
won the bowl game to get to 10.
So it's not like they said, you know, Indiana, what they did still goes down in the 100% remarkable. Well, whatever. They fired their coach.
Hundo.
And they brought a guy in from James Madison. Right. And they went to the playoffs.
Very well.
So
11 wins.
Yeah. No, it's incredibly impressive.
When I think about the next Indiana, who's going to be the next Indiana, I don't think of Illinois or a team that won 10 games last year and returns a coach in his fifth year. Yeah. I think of who's coming out of nowhere with a relatively new coach. Yeah. Also, I don't know who that is.
You've seen them ranked 12th preseason, Illinois, right, in several places.
Yeah, they're
not going to surprise teams.
No. Okay, so you got...
So number five, Indiana, Illinois. That's a game. Again, these are all September games.
That's September 20th. Same day as Nebraska, Michigan.
Where is it?
At Indiana.
That'll be a must-see.
Wait a second. Yes, it's at Indiana. It is a must-see.
Number four, Nebraska, Michigan is a game that could potentially shape the playoff race.
Say that again?
Nebraska, Michigan could,
shape the playoff
race. That's per Tom Fornelli. Then number three, then these top three don't surprise anybody. Michigan, Oklahoma, of course, that could be a big factor. Two, Oregon, Penn State, and one, no doubt, Texas, Ohio State to begin the season on Big Noon kickoff.
Oregon at Penn
Big
State.
Big Noon. Oregon, Penn State, whiteout at night.
That's, what a war.
What a whiteout. What a must-see that would be.
Oh, isn't that kind of make you sad that you have that game in September, though?
Yeah, I wish.
I want to see that later in the, you know.
I'd rather see it in late October. I don't want to see it in November. I want to see it.
The top five matchup.
Yeah, a little bit later, but that will be an epic battle.
Oh God! You find out about Dante Moore in a game like that. I don't know much about Dante Moore. He's the Oregon starter. He was there last year. Didn't play much, obviously. I don't know what he's got.
Well, you must feel pretty confident because the one thing you do, people that. Myself included, because I know him and I saw it live. Dan Lanning knows what's going on.
Oh,
so he's not going like, I don't know, at quarterback we're going to struggle, but other than that we're pretty solid. If they didn't think they had a quarterback, they would have went and got a quarterback. It's Oregon. They would have been easy to get a quarterback to come to Oregon, and they didn't even really get a backup one, which would be like that's for like a Mikey Keene, whatever, the one that went to Oregon. Hey, let's get a guy that's played. You know, we'll see what happens. No, they're like, no, we're good. That would make
good
you feel,
point.
That would make you feel very confident in my mind because they know what they're doing. Lanning knows what he's doing. And like I said, I've never been more impressed with a staff and a practice when I was out there for those 3 days last year. And I was just sitting there going like, wow. And I've been on some staffs that were incredible. And I was like, this staff is hooked up. And they had players. They had all the facilities.
They have a big physical team?
Yeah, they were. They were big.
That's what people say.
And I would imagine, when I looked at them, they looked – because he understands the classic example of when someone says, "I don't know who the national champion is going to be, but I know what they're going to look like, and they're going to be big, mass kicks ass."
Oregon, Jake, and Bill, they have that, but they had it before Lanning. Oregon is interesting to me because I always would think Pac-12 not going to be a very physical team, and some of them aren't, but Oregon is. And Oregon
well,
has been.
Was that. He was also yes. that. He was that.
That's what that exactly. Now there you go. Now they played Wisconsin in a bowl game when Cristobal was there, and I watched it. And I was flabbergasted that Oregon was more physical than Wisconsin. I was like, holy God, they just rock you.
Have some bodies.
Yeah, they're still that way. And they'll be that way. They'll be big and physical at the line of scrimmage. Wouldn't be surprised at all if they beat Penn State.
And we talk about the Illinois thing, but we were talking schedules earlier. Doesn't Nebraska's schedule fall almost identical to Indiana's last year? Mm-hmm. They had to play a very tough Ohio State team, and they had to play an okay team at the time in Michigan.
Yeah, In early November.
In early November. Yep. That was it.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Really, that was their...
They didn't have much of a schedule.
They didn't
have
that,
yeah, they're non-con
they didn't have that. So me and Steve were talking earlier. It's like Nebraska's got a rough one at Penn State. And then
Michigan.
That's the only two top 25 teams.
That's it. That's it. USC kind of sniffs it.
They're close, but not there.
No, they're not there.
And you don't look at Michigan. In my opinion, I don't look at Michigan. I don't think Michigan has any chance of being a national champion. I don't think they have any chance of being in the big picture. Not with the true freshman quarterback. I don't see that going to happen.
Well, I don't see it at all.
So the schedule that Nebraska has is identical to Indiana's.
Last year,
Indiana's.
No, Nebraska's set up. Yeah. I mean, they're set up.
Yeah. The schedule. Nebraska should be. I mean, they should be the team. How are they not? I mean, they should be in the playoff conversation.
Well, there's, like in this article, it does mention them.
It does.
Read it.
This is from Tom Fornelli. He says there will be some guffawing Nebraska's inclusion on this list in terms of teams that could guffawing the race. Yeah. I don't see the Huskers as a chance to win the Big Ten, but there's a chance to make a playoff run. Raiola is a former five-star prospect with a year of experience, and he has Holgorsen for a whole year. If he and the offense take a leap, the Huskers are suddenly a lot more dangerous. Remember, nobody saw Indiana and Illinois having the 2024 seasons they had back in May. I'd point out that Matt Rhule went 6-6 at Temple in his second season and 7-6 at Baylor. In his third seasons, he went 10-4 and 11-3, respectfully.
Because I don't see Indiana probably making the playoffs if it was old school East and West, and they had to play Michigan, which they played. They played Ohio State. They did not play a Penn State.
Right.
And so
I see what you're saying.
And so
they had divisions.
They caught the schedule.
Yeah.
They caught the one.
Nebraska's catching the schedule.
Yeah. They didn't. And they also, like Indiana last year, they didn't catch Oregon. They didn't catch Penn State, and so they caught one. They caught Ohio State, went and is at Ohio State, hung in a little bit, got banged around, but whatever. That was it. And they beat Michigan when Michigan wasn't playing as well. And that still was a really good game.
It was close.
Michigan came back.
Yeah, Michigan could have beat them.
Michigan had a quarterback.
Yeah. If Michigan had any sense of a quarterback. I mean, their quarterback play was horrendous.
It was so bad.
I mean, horrendous.
It changed quarterbacks like every game.
But point being is, like I said, when you look at the whole thing, how do you make a run? It's like, well... Like right now, I was talking to Gator out in he loves the Florida Gators. Doesn't really know why, just loves them. His golf cart's all Florida Gators, and we were talking. I go 8-4 should get you in. 8-4 that with that Gator schedule should get you. 9-3 it's a slam dunk that Florida's going to in the playoffs.
With the schedule they have,
who they play.
God, if they win nine,
yeah. And so, but that matters, you know, so much. And then your confidence. that goes on like that. I think that trip for Nebraska, the playoff game will hinge on one game at UCLA.
Oh.
At UCLA. A little tougher game. It's a little bit of travel to it. UCLA will be a solid team, and they have a veteran quarterback. They have a veteran quarterback, and so that's played a lot of football. So we'll see how that thing plays out.
UCLA was a physical team, too.
Yeah.
Remember when they played Iowa?
Yeah.
It was a Friday night.
Friday night.
It wasn't a landmark game, but their physicality was clear.
They were a much better team than Iowa. They were.
You think so?
Yeah.
They're definitely a physical team. Nebraska, I mean, they got the schedule. They have a quarterback.
The defensive line still. Yeah, without Tyron Nash, it's a huge question for this team.
Yeah, that's a legit question.
It's a legit question. It is.
It all depends on your fall. I don't see there's any way that at worst they're 9-3. I don't see any way. Who can beat them? Penn State can beat them.
Well,
USC could beat them, but it's at home.
Iowa can beat them.
Yep.
But still, I mean, but when you're trying to say
close games, Bill, there'll be close games. Game,
but they're you also got the two matchups in the right place where you're supposed to be. There's only one game you kind of go, and that was the only thing that Indiana had last year. They had one game,
right?
At Ohio State, you kind of go, I don't think they're going
to
win that one.
I still believe it comes down to winning close games. I just don't think
Nebraska has struggled with mightily for a long time.
Right. I just don't think you're going to run USC off the field. You know?
No, I agree with that. But like you said,
you got to win those close ones.
You know, USC and a lot of the pundits have them 10th in the Big Ten.
I know.
Have them 10th in the Big Ten.
I know. But I still don't think you can run that team off. And I don't think you can do it.
They're 1 year away. UCLA's 1 year away.
UCLA or USC?
USC. They're a year away. In a year, I think they'll be pretty good. I don't think this year's their year. I think they're looking at a 7-5 season.
Oh, wait. Does he survive that?
I don't know. It's like a 10-year contract. So it's really hard for me. I know they're private, so you don't know what that. But also, when you guys start paying somebody $50, $60 million to leave, that's a lot.
Hard to do
so
it.
So much.
That's a lot.
Just to go away.
I'd be inclined, if it were me, if I had any investment in it, I'd be inclined to keep Lincoln Riley at 7-5.
Oh, I would be shocked if they would let him go at 7-5.
What's the threshold then?
I think it's got to be a disaster where you look horrible and he lost the team.
Like 4-8.
4-8. And lost the team. The team has zero interest in playing, and it's like then you have to have that conversation. But it has to have that look to it for it to be able to happen.
It's just I just think this is a close game conversation, and Nebraska's got to win close games instead of losing those, because there's some teams
you got to
beat that you're not going to beat bad, but you got to beat them.
You know what you have to do?
What?
See it play out.
Let's just see it play out. I mean, you beat Michigan State by a big margin, you think?
Well, from what you're telling me right away, but do I know much about them? I know this will be. They'll be well coached.
Yeah.
Now this is all banked on also health, staying healthy, but everyone is in that same boat.
Yeah,
off the top of it, you're right away. It's like this is Indiana's schedule from last year, almost to a T. If there's just one game you go really hard, Penn State at Penn State, really hard game. They had one game last year, Indiana did, and it was just like, what was it? Ohio State at Ohio State. That was it.
How'd that game go? I can't remember.
They hung in there, made a few mistakes at that. It ended up being pretty handily Ohio State, probably like a 37-14 at the end or 37-17 or something. They made a big error right before halftime. Was it a turnover or something? Right. I remember going like, God, they can just get out of this half, and they gave up a score right before half.
38-15.
Yeah. So it wasn't horrific. Like
it was 14-7 at halftime.
Okay,
and they
made a mistake somewhere in that first half. Where I remember thinking they could have went in 7-all, which would have been pretty incredible.
We'll see. Gotta let it play out. I wish Nebraska would have gotten a running back too. That's the other thing. I still wish they would have went and gotten a running back. Now
Shamar.
Shamar Brown. The one thing though, I did see. I get why you're a coach. I think coaches get sort of they see a guy. If you see Ives walking on a field, you're like, oh, my God, that's a running back? I mean, that's a big – he is a big, old-school-looking Nebraska running back. So maybe he's got – maybe that's why they didn't really make a move on Shamar Brown other than the financial considerations. They must feel really good about Ives. When you see him off the hoof, it's like, oh, my God, like that's a dude. Now, we'll see, though, what he's got. But, I mean, he's the type of guy that can lean forward for 3 yards, you know? He's got to lean.
they call that? Hey, run lean right. What's that mean? We need three. We need three.
Just lean.
Just lean. Lean into it. Hey, what do you want
lean
to do?
Lean forward.
Lean forward. You're going to get to the line of scrimmage and just lean forward. Thanks, Steve.
That's yourself. A big old running back.
Steve now. Also made a pretty. Just make sure write that one down. You got to win close games.
You got to win, but well, it comes down to that. That's college football to me, largely, not for maybe Ohio State of the world, but for most teams, that's what it comes down to now. You can't just keep losing close games. You got to win more than Nebraska.
You got to write. You got to.
Well, it is a sort of stating the obvious, but that's what it comes down to. They're not a lot better than these other teams, but they're probably a little better. Win them.
They're not worse.
No.
So that's the big thing.
Right.
Don't be worse.
Yeah.
When we come back, an important question for Sip regarding when is your book ever going to come out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's next, an early break on the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.